Grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, on this Christmas morning. We come to celebrate the birth of Jesus this morning. We hear the prophet's words, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. This is the act of God's love for humankind. That night the angels sang, peace on earth, goodwill to all, to the shepherds and those who heard it, and they shared it to the world. Wherever we're located on this day, this is the day to praise God. For God's Son came into the world, which means to save us. So rightly we sing, rejoice with heart and soul and voice, for Christ was born to this. Literally, John's Gospel says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Figuratively, the Lord comes to us this day by God's word and worship, said St. Paul. Now, some people do come home for Christmas, that first Christmas especially, when Jesus came home, they said. It was temporary, an earthly home, and the Gospel of Luke makes known that Jesus came to Bethlehem to bring forth the good news of Christ's birth, the Prince of Peace. Indeed, God has come to us with his love, with love, and shines forth in the world, wherever you and I may be. Many people come home for Christmas this year, during the cold weather. Many people go to a sunny, warm place this year. Wherever we are, with whom or with worth, we are blessed. Our Lord comes and surrounds us and blesses us on this Christmas day. The truth be told, you and I are home for Christmas here in the house of the Lord. I've always found a church sanctuary the right place to celebrate the birth of Christ. Amidst the candles, the trees, the wreaths, through our praising and praying, through God's word and sacrament, and with God's people surrounding us, family or friends or whoever. Many people have traveled to this place for a short distance, by car, no doubt. In comparison, Joseph and Mary traveled a long distance by foot from Nazareth to Bethlehem with a donkey. Joseph was told by God's messenger, go to the town of Bethlehem, meaning house of bread, for the birth of this child. Because Joseph, we're told, grew up there in the Davidic family, because he was descended from the royal line. Joseph was commanded to take Mary, go to Bethlehem by the angel's message. He was not able to find a room there for the birth of this baby. He was shown to a stable by a local innkeeper for warmth among the angels, the animals, and especially among those animals who had that warm smell to them in the manger. Joseph went home for a holy birth, but there was no room for him. He was yearning to embrace his family with the comfort of the baby in the house where he grew up. But apparently the house no longer was there. He had to share a stable with those animals for the birth of baby Jesus. It must have been a great disappointment for him to travel to Bethlehem with Mary for the birth of his child. But that night, after the birth, the shepherds came. They told him of the good news those angels sang. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people on earth. That was sung. It was brought to Mary and Joseph at that stable. They came to worship this baby Jesus. In the gospel story, we hear this story of Jesus' birth. The Prince of Peace, the Word made flesh, dwelt among us, still bringing us peace and goodwill. And that's why we come this morning again to hear those words of peace and goodwill, assuring us that we are blessed by God's grace. We have eternal hope. We are loved by Christ Jesus every day, every morning, at night. Truly, most people want to be home for Christmas, wherever that home may be. For some people, it may not be possible. For others, it's a place that no longer exists. I think of my own family in Western Pennsylvania. Our house was replaced by a highway. No longer are my parents alive, except for my brother and his wife. Yet in another manner, I'm home here at Christmas with you, here in the Lord's house. This is home for us this morning. This is where God comes to us this morning, as we worship the Lord God, who's come to us in Christ Jesus with his love and forgiveness. Today, we celebrate, truly rejoice, with singing of alleluias, praising God for a Savior given long ago, and we hear once again of that peace and goodwill. What a blessing it is to be together in this house of the Lord, this day when we celebrate Christ's birth. Even though it was long ago, Christ still comes to us today in this word and sacrament, because God dwells within us. God comes to us again, and we hear of the good news. A whole new future was set before Mary and Joseph after the birth of Jesus. They endured his joy and pain during his lifetime. They went from Bethlehem to Egypt to Nazareth, finally to Jerusalem. And we hear it again this year with the gospel writings. But a whole new future lies before you this year, for you at an epiphany, a year filled with possibilities of new growth and goodwill, with a new pastor coming. God comes to you again this year, celebrating the good news of God's grace and love. It really is good news for us this morning. Good Christian friends, wherever you are this day, wherever you will be this day, know that Christmas fills you with all kind of memories. It's a blessing to remember of past Christmases when it's filled with all those memories. But this morning we have memories too, because we live in the present and we look forward to the future. What a blessing to be here today, to praise God in this Christmas morning, to look forward to the future of every Sunday when we celebrate God's good news. The sermon hymn connects us from Christmas to Easter to the promises of eternal life. Alleluia. So wherever you travel today, with whoever you are with, may you share the good news of our Savior, Emmanuel, because God is with us. The Prince of Peace has come. And so I close with the words of that fairly new hymn that's in our hymn book. It's called Love Has Come. Love has come, a light in the darkness. Love explodes in Bethlehem's skies. See, all heaven has come to proclaim it. Hear how the song arises joy. Love, love, born to a Savior. Love, love, glory to God on high. Love has come, he will never leave us. Love is life, everlasting and free. Love is Jesus within and around us. Love is the peace our hearts are seeking. Love, love, love is a gift of Christmas. Love, love, praise to you, God on high. May the peace be with you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.